5 and 10. Five topics in about 10 minutes from Skywatch TV for July 9th. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number five today, another boy rescued. Actually, four more since Sunday. This according to a news release from the Royal Thai Navy. Eight boys from that soccer team trapped underground in a system of flooded caves have now been brought out by rescue divers and taken to hospital. Four of the boys rescued Sunday, four more for what for us in the United States was overnight Sunday into Monday. The rescue operation had been suspended for about 10 hours to allow them to replenish oxygen canisters at points along the way. They've got to go through a system of caves where some of the path is flooded, some of it is out of the water, but obviously oxygen is dwindling in those areas that are out of the water because it's flooded, no air getting in from the outside. This team entered the system of caves on June 23rd, sort of a bonding exercise, I guess. 12 boys aged 11 to 16, plus their assistant coach, who's 25 years old. But shortly after they entered the caves, it began to rain heavily and very quickly flooded the only path out. Rescuers took 10 days to find them, and the path in and out is an 11-hour round trip for divers. 90 divers working on rescuing the boys and their coach, 40 Thai and 50 foreigners, and we pray that all of them make it out safely in the hours ahead. Topic number four, a new Supreme. President Trump said Sunday that he's very close to making a final decision on who he'll nominate to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. Trump said this to reporters over the weekend, spent the weekend in New Jersey, said he expects to make his decision by about noon today, and he is, it appears he's going to make this decision or make this announcement. He's scheduled to make the announcement tonight, Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Fireworks from the progressives will begin at 9:01 p.m. Eastern time. The four leading candidates, according to analysts, Amy Coney Barrett, Thomas Hardiman, Brett Kavanaugh, and Raymond Kethledge. And no matter which one is nominated, the smear campaign will begin about 1 minute after the choice is announced. Topic number three, Haiti burning. The Caribbean island of Haiti, not a place you want to be today. Riots, violent riots, broke out over the weekend in protest of increased fuel prices announced by the government as they try to balance their budget there. The U.S. Embassy in Haiti warning American citizens to shelter in place and stay indoors until things calm down. An estimated 120 Americans are at the Port-au-Prince Hotel, which has been targeted by protesters. They've been trying to get past security and burn the building down. Youth groups and missionaries from churches all across America also stranded on the island. Flights have been canceled from Port-au-Prince. And communications on the island, very difficult. Internet, telephone service interrupted. If you're trying to get a hold of somebody there, you're probably having difficulty. The State Department warning people not to travel to the airport unless they've confirmed that their flight is leaving. Many flights Sunday were canceled, and the State Department warning that the airport in Port-au-Prince has limited water and food available. The Haitian government announced a 38% increase on gasoline, kerosene, and diesel on Saturday to try to balance the budget. And the riots commenced. Topic number two, Novichok death in Britain. You remember the story of the former Russian double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia, who were poisoned with the nerve agent Novichok some months ago. Both have since recovered. The same agent now claiming the life of one person, and another is in critical condition after coming into contact with the same agent. A couple from Amesbury, both in their 40s, Dawn Sturgis and Charlie Rowley, poisoned with Novichok. Police were called to their home after Sturgis fell ill. Then they had to return a few hours later when Rowley got sick. None of the people who were with the couple over the weekend in Salisbury, which was the town in which the Skripals were poisoned, fell ill. So police are trying to figure out how these two people came in contact with this nerve agent and no one else that they were around. One of the last places they were seen in public was a family fun day at Amesbury Baptist Center Saturday afternoon. And that church has been cordoned off by police since then. Now, this is just a few miles away from Sergei and Yulia Skripal were poisoned. It's also only a few miles away from Porton Down, which is a place in the UK where they test, deadly agents like Novichok. Just remember, though, a few days ago, Britain's Home Secretary, Sajid Javid, told the House of Commons, and I quote, "The use of chemical weapons anywhere is barbaric and inhumane. The decision taken by the Russian government To deploy these in Salisbury on March 4th was reckless and callous. There is no plausible alternative explanation to the events in March other than the Russian state was responsible, end quote. Now, why would Russia go after a couple of people with no known connections whatsoever to either the Russian government, Russian intelligence, or the government in the UK? In other words, random people off the street. That doesn't make any sense. Cui bene? Who benefits from this? Well, the timing certainly is coincidental. Russia just hosting the World Cup, and President Trump scheduled to meet with Vladimir Putin in the near future. And speaking of Britain, topic number one, a Brexit rebellion underway. And this threatens the government of Prime Minister Theresa May. The minister in charge of negotiating the Brexit agreement between the United Kingdom and the European Union resigned at midnight over British Prime Minister Theresa May's plans for the UK's exit from the EU. May, now scrambling to shore up her cabinet after David Davis dramatically quit, saying he could not back her weak Brexit plan, which is seen by those in the Leave movement as caving into the EU. In other words, saying that they're leaving the EU while at the same time not really leaving the EU, going along with EU regulations and laws and so forth. Now, Prime Minister May has nominated tabbed David Robb, to replace Mr. Davis. He's considered a hardliner on Brexit. In other words, somebody who's very much in favor of leaving the EU. She's trying to basically put down a rebellion among her Tory supporters there, which could drive her from the Prime Minister's office. On Friday night, Mr. Davis said at a meeting that May had undermined him and put the UK on track to be humbled by the EU. Speaking on an interview, BBC Radio 4, Davis said his conscience could not allow him to continue as he did not believe in the plan put forward by May's government. He insisted he had been clear in the meeting at Chequers, Prime Minister's residence, if I'm not mistaken. Forgive me, friends in the UK. I should know this, but I don't. I know it's not number 4 Downing Street, but I know it's another place used by the Prime Minister. Anyway, a meeting with the Prime Minister and the Cabinet that Davis said he believed that the UK was giving away too much too easily and is a very dangerous strategy. So, as we're going to record this this morning, news came through on a flash that Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson has now resigned, and a couple of other ministers have resigned as well. This could lead to a vote of no confidence in Prime Minister Theresa May and lead to a reshuffling of the UK government. So this is a big deal. It was believed by some analysts that Johnson kind of held the key here as to what was going to happen with May, her political future, or at least her future as Prime Minister in the UK. Now, with Johnson just announcing his resignation, after using a rather graphic scatological term to describe the deal during this meeting, we now wait to see what's going to happen in the UK as far as their government is concerned, and of course the UK's future in the European Union. Well, just a quick reminder, because we're still getting a lot of phone calls, this week's program with Steve Quayle and Tom Horn on Skywatch TV deals with what we're calling the Enochian worldview, how the Book of Enoch has influenced Christian and Jewish theology, for that matter, over the centuries. But the Defender Bible that we featured in the program, as we predicted, has sold out. It sold out extremely quickly, faster than we expected, and we thank you for your support. But if you're interested in obtaining the expanded Apocrypha for your own reference library, we do have it available here. The Researcher's Library of Ancient Texts, Volume 1, is the expanded Apocrypha. It includes the books of the Apocrypha, plus Jasher, Jubilees, and the Book of First Enoch. So you can get it as part of the Handmaiden's Conspiracy bundle. For information and to get it, order it, you can find that online at the Skywatch TV store. That's skywatchtvstore.com. Some conferences to tell you about. We're just a few weeks away now from the Sons of God Giants of Old conference in Lubbock, Texas. This is at the Fellowship. It's a church pastored by Dan Crestman, who's one of the featured speakers, along with yours truly. I'll be talking about my new book, Last Clash of the Titans, The Second Coming of Hercules, Leviathan, and the Prophesied Final War Between Jesus Christ and the Gods of Antiquity. It's a Defender publishing title. You can tell by the length of the subtitle. Dr. Judd Burton, author of The Nephilim Dossier, and a researcher into biblical giantology, if you will, one of the other featured speakers. Registration is only $5, and this is coming up August 3rd and 4th. For information and registration, log on to burtonbeyond.com. That's burtonbeyond.com. Then the following week, Sharon and I will be at the Hear the Watchman conference in Long Island. That's at the Hyatt Regency Long Island, August 9th through 12th. The conference itself, the 9th through the 11th, and then on the 12th, the Mystery Montauk Tour, as we take a tour of the mysterious facility, Camp Hero, which inspired the Netflix series Stranger Things. Speakers at the Lifting the Veil Conference from Hear the Watchman, L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Carl Gallups, Russ Dizdar, Henry Groover, Pastor Paul Begley, Dr. Michael Lake, Pastor Casper McLeod, Pastor Michael Spaulding, Coach Dave Daubenmeyer, and, of course, yours truly. Look forward to seeing you there, and you can save 20% off registration with the promo code Gilbert20. You can also save $20 off registration, 20% off the video feed. Promo code Gilbert20 at hearthewatchmen.com. That's hearthewatchmen.com. In September, it's the True Legends Conference, Transhumanism and the Hybrid Age, coming to the Mansion Theater in Branson. Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, Sharon K. Gilbert, Timothy Albarino, Dr. Hugo de Garris, and more. For more information, and only a few seats left, but the video feed is available. And if you register for the video feed from this year's True Legends Conference, you get access to all of last year's presentations on demand to download and watch at your convenience. For information and registration, gensix.com, G-E-N-S-I-X.com. And then in October, the East Coast Prophecy Conference, Southwest Radio Church putting this on. This is October 18th through the 20th in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Tom Horn, yours truly, and Stephen Strang of Charisma Magazine, the author of God and Donald Trump, along with our friends from Southwest Radio Ministries, Dr. Bob Glaze and Dr. Larry Spargimino. For information and yes, Joe Horn from Skywatch TV as well, speaking at that conference. For more information and register, swrc.com. That's swrc.com. Our free mobile app lets you take Skywatch TV in your pocket, or if you got a tablet in your messenger bag. But you can download and watch our programs or listen to them if you prefer. The Skywatch TV podcast also available this way for iOS, Android, Windows phones, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We've got links to all of those app stores at skywatchtv.com. Look in the top menu bar there where it says mobile app. And in that same menu bar, you'll find instructions, links to instructions on how to add Skywatch TV's channel to Apple TV and Roku. Put us on your schedule. Watch us when it's convenient for you. And you'll find all of my stuff, including an interview with Dr. Judd Burton about the upcoming Sons of God Giants of Old conference at my website. That's DerekPGilbert.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV.
Ladies and gentlemen, many of you know by now that we are hosting another True Legends conference this September at the Mansion Theater in Branson, Missouri. Today, we're excited to announce that live streaming for this event is now available on gensix.com. Last year's True Legends Conference was an incredibly powerful event. All of our speakers delivered compelling presentations on a range of topics dealing with the Genesis 6 narrative. Many of the people who joined us in Branson or live streamed online said this was the best conference they've ever experienced. We received testimonies from people all over the world whose lives were profoundly touched by this event.
This year, Gen 6 Productions, Skywatch TV, and InfoWars are joining forces against the technocratic elite and their Luciferian agenda. Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, David Knight, Hugo de Garris, and myself, among other dynamic speakers, will be addressing the rise of transhumanism and the hybrid age. We are living in a pivotal moment in history. The imminent convergence of emergent technologies in the fields of genetics, robotics, artificial intelligence, nanotechnology, and cybernetics is about to revolutionize every facet of human society and fundamentally redefine what it means to be human. The stakes could not be higher. It is imperative that we comprehend the prophetic implications of what is about to happen to the human race on planet Earth.
True Legends, the conference 2018 will be taking place from the 14th through the 16th of September at the Mansion Theater in Branson, Missouri. Seating is limited and the venue is almost sold out, but you can watch the conference live online from the comfort of your own home by purchasing a live streaming ticket on gen6.com.
Don't miss the opportunity to be a part of this extraordinary event. Go to gen6.com today and join the resistance. Purchase your live streaming ticket today and watch every session from last year's conference for free on gen6.com.